It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, folks, welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. So our topic today is one of those ideas that should be universal in youth ministry, and some of you might just tune out, but I'm regularly surprised in a bad way by how many youth workers are still lone rangers. I really love teenagers, but doing youth work on my own just sounds like the fourth ring of hell or some variation thereof. As much as I find youth ministry life-giving and a core aspect of who I am and how I'm wired to live in the world, it's only really wonderful when part of a team. At least that's been my experience. Some time ago, the volunteer team I'm a part of for the young teen ministry at my church went on a retreat together. No teenagers, just a group of adults who care about teenagers. We went to pray, to play, to dream, and to try to discern the values that should be guiding our ministry. And hear me on this. Not only was that 24-hour retreat my favorite thing our ministry did that year, it was also the most important program of our entire ministry year. Why did Jesus recruit a ministry team to partner with him for 3 years? Push pause and think about that for a minute. I think our quick response, our Sunday school answer, is that Jesus recruited the disciples in order to prepare them for the launch of the church after his ascension. And sure, that's true, or at least partially true. In addition to that super important reason for team disciple, it seems pretty clear when reading the Gospels that Jesus benefited from having a team surrounding him. Otherwise, why did Jesus ask the guys why they didn't stay awake with him when he was praying in the garden? Matthew 26:40. Certainly, it wasn't because he felt there was a lesson for them and was shaming them. Remember, there's no condemnation in Christ, Romans 8:1. No, Jesus clearly had a desire that they be with him for his own benefit, for his own encouragement and support. Ready for a silly question? Are you God? Duh, of course not. So then, if Jesus, who was and is God, saw the benefit of surrounding himself with a team, why do we think we can do otherwise? A team approach to youth ministry has obvious benefits, like sharing the work and encouraging each other, but there are some additional benefits that are less obvious, but just as fruitful. First, personality diversity. As brilliant as an individual youth worker may be, and let's be honest, most of us aren't great at everything, she simply will not connect well with every participant. We need a diversity of adults to connect with a diversity of teenagers. My current volunteer role is co-leading a small group of 11 and 12-year-old boys, sixth graders. I have two co-leaders, which is fantastic, partially since my travel schedule causes me to miss lots of weeks. Davis and Winter, my two co-leaders, are very different from me and different from each other. Davis is an older guy like me, but with a very different personality and set of life experiences and even a different set of things he's passionate about. Winter graduated from high school last spring and is waiting for acceptance into the Coast Guard. He brings some youthfulness and youthful outlook that Davis and I cannot. Our different personalities and life circumstances also work in essential ways to connect us naturally with different guys in the group. And then second, age diversity. As I grow older, I'm 62 now, I've found that teenagers relate to me differently. When I was a young youth worker, they related to me as if I was an older brother. And then I sensed a shift when I was in my 30s and found that teens related to me more like an uncle. And then there was the dad stage. And honestly, I'm totally at the grandfather stage now. The truth is that teenagers need this diversity of adult relationships and naturally leverage them for different issues in different seasons. If you don't have a team, stop making excuses. Make this your top priority.
Hey folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years. And I just see regularly in front of my very eyes, see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in Central Pennsylvania, and one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. and a level 2 cohort in Northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that. The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.